An Austrian politician has been ordered by the courts to undergo a 6-month rehabilitation program for, wait for it, a racist and homophobic Twitter rant. Bruno Weber, a local city councillor from the governing far-right Freedom Party of Austria, apologised for the tweets, but under the program, he'll also need to show he's learnt his lesson. Evita March is a psychology researcher who specialises in online behaviours. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
What do you make of this program to teach Austrian politician Bruno Weber some netiquette? Etiquette?
It's my understanding, netiquette. Yes, that's exactly right. Etiquette on the internet. It's my understanding that this program has already been in play. So they haven't designed it specifically for him, but some people have already been going through the program called New Start, and it is targeted at increasing netiquette as well. But it also includes a bit of counselling in there, as in actually getting to the crux of why he has these prejudice, why he has this prejudice in the first place.
So you have to be pretty welded onto your views to run for political office. Do you reckon this type of re-education will work in the case of politicians?
I think that there certainly probably needs to be, and not even re-education, but education for some people about what the internet and really is and how social media works and how quickly, really, that there's no privacy there anymore. I mean, that these things can travel and be shared so quickly. And I really, that seems to be really misunderstood. Like, people still become surprised now that, you know, you were just saying this and that, it got caught on so quickly. So it's not even re-education at some points, it's education. But to the next point, I mean, that they might really believe and actually be quite racist or prejudiced as well. We could hope that the point of counselling is going to tap in, well, where do these beliefs come from? So you would hope that, yes, they are able to be targeted and perhaps altered and changed.
So do you think this is about changing this counsellor's views or making his way of sharing them more palatable? Because Twitter has said it won't censor world leaders.
Yes, they did. I mean, well, earlier this year when Twitter has said in response that they're not going to, and politicians as well, so not world leaders, but also people, I guess, who are in higher status. And this was pretty much a direct response to a lot of Trump's tweets, and that they had, some tweets had bordered on being quite racist and offensive, and particularly after he technically waged war on North Korea via Twitter, and people called for censoring. And their response was, well, not necessarily. We're keeping an open dialogue so the public remains informed as well. I don't know. That seems a bit at points. I mean, really what we see now using Twitter is just this complete mechanism to be able to suddenly pump out a few words. Like, we don't have the time it might take to reflect on what we are thinking, having this reaction in the moment and having something that we can just suddenly voice this reaction. I mean, at last count, I think Donald Trump was the highest followed politician in the world with over 50 million followers.
That's all true, but okay, people can have all sorts of views. I mean, you know, we believe in freedom of speech. People have the right to have, different views politically. But that's different, isn't it, to trolling, the idea of harassing people and, racist abuse online, targeting people.
Absolutely.
They are actually really different things, aren't they?
Absolutely. Freedom of speech is not synonymous with hate speech. And this is really what it comes down to. I mean, to say that censoring is going to target freedom of speech, no, it's targeting hate speech. There's a complete difference between the two. And what we're also now kind of forgetting is hate speech can be a hate crime. And that gets forgotten a lot in these online platforms, that this speech can be a criminal act. There's a very big difference between hate speech and freedom of speech.
Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Evita March is a senior lecturer and researcher of psychology from Federation University, specialising in online behaviours.